Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today and the subject. Oh, you guys are going to love this. This drinking and cussing has got to stop. This drinking and cussing has to stop. Okay.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
3 minute remarks. Mm. 3 minute remarks. I think all of us as black people know what that means. Mm-hmm. 3 minute remarks. It happens at the funeral, and people want to go a lot longer than what's expected. So let's take a listen. 3 minute remarks.
Hello?
Yes, I'm trying to reach a brother Keith, please.
Yeah, this is Keith.
Keith, how you doing? This is Lawrence over at Hill Funeral Home.
Okay.
We are the ones that have the doing the funeral for Sister Dolores. That is your aunt. Yeah. Am I understanding right?
Yeah, that's my auntie.
Okay, and as you know, the funeral is this coming Thursday.
Yes, I'll be there Thursday.
I'm giving you a call because it's been brought to my attention that you were going to be giving remarks for the funeral. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I wanted to call you because we're getting ready to print the programs for the funeral and let you know that they have taken you off for the remarks, because they say that you're not going to be...
Hold on. What do you mean taking me off?
Well, what I'm saying is they say that you're not going to abide by the 2-3 minute rule that they have for remarks, and they've taken you off, and...
Who is they? Hold on, come out. What's the name again?
Lawrence. I'm Lawrence. I'm the actual funeral director.
Lawrence. And who told you to take me off?
One of the family members, I'm assuming, is who made the adjustment.
And an adjustment? That ain't no adjustment. That's changing the whole program. Who else is on the list?
I mean, there's quite a few family members doing different things throughout the funeral.
Okay. So how did you get to my name is what I'm trying to figure out.
Listen to me. Brother Keith, listen to me. What they said is that you weren't going to abide by the time. You weren't going to do your remarks in 3 minutes or less.
Listen. My auntie raised me. She put me through college. And you think I'm finna go up there in her funeral and be under 2 minutes?
Brother Keith, listen to me. Normally when we have these funerals, people who give remarks, we have them 3 minutes or less.
Okay. So I tell you what, Mr. Lawrence, who else on the list? Is she on the list?
We have a Sheila. Yes, there's a Sheila that's singing.
Take her name off the list. Take her off the list and put me where she's supposed to be with my time and her time. Is Bobby Jr. on there too?
Yes, Bobby Jr. is giving remarks.
Hell,
That's Dolores. That's Miss Dolores' son, right?
Yes, her son, the one that been locked up. He just got out of jail. Truth be told, he the one down there put her in the coffin. You need to take him off the list too. Give me all that time, cause I ain't gonna take nothing at my auntie's
brother funeral. Keith, let me just say this to you. I cannot take Sheila or Bobby Jr. off. I can't make any alterations to this program unless they say that
What do you mean? You already taking people's name off. You taking my name off.
But they orchestrated this though.
Who is they? Who is they? They finna have a motherfucking problem. They try to take me off my auntie program. Who is they?
Sir, I'm not going to get into a family matter, but until they say that
in a family matter.
Sir, I don't want to have this turn out to be bad, and we want to have a great home going for Sister Dolores. Okay?
You're damn right. And if I don't get to say nothing, I guarantee you it's going to be a two-for-one in there. Somebody else going to get their in the coffin, too. I guarantee you that. If I don't get to say nothing at my auntie funeral, my auntie didn't pay for my damn college. I didn't put $6,000 in the funeral. I'll tell you this, Mr. Lawrence. I bet you, whether I'm on the program or not, I bet you I say what the I want to. I bet you that much. You tell they that. My auntie didn't put me through college. I didn't put money on the funeral. Call around and see who ain't putting no money on the funeral. Tell them they can't be on the program. Man.
Keith, when they decide who's on it, if they change the format, then I will call you back.
Who the f*** is they? That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Who is they?
Can I tell you something, and I don't want you to get too irate, okay?
Go ahead, man.
I just want to say this. Keith Wilson. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin, Bobby Jr.
You bull. I'm Bobby Jr. up. I promise you that. I'm kicking Bobby. I know that. My blood pressure is all up. I ain't got time to be playing, man. Taking me on the damn program.
Bobby said y'all grew up like brothers, man, and you was basically another son of Mr. Lawrence. That's right.
Yes, I was, man. Oh my goodness.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ah.
Okay. Come on, give it to me.
Let me tell you something. when he, as soon as he was to find out who they were.
Who is they?
They. All of they finna have a problem.
No. Bobby me, Jr. Steve, and Sheila. Take them
for
off.
Me, the people the he was taking off the list.
Like, yeah. Bobby
let
Jr.
me let me hear who's on there because I'm taking them off. Who's on there? What the hell they doing on there?
She
take
sang.
Them off. Take know, them take off, damn it.
She's singing. Take off. I got her time. I know.
Good stuff,
I know. Good hell well, little Bobby ain't on there.
Yeah. Take him off. Yeah.
What you got, nephew? That was good.
Oh, man. Let me put this out there because y'all got to tune in. You got to tune in, I promise you. Power Book 3, Raising Cain. Yeah. You do not want to miss it. That's from the executive producer, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and Courtney A. Kemp. I'm telling you, this is going to be a hit. Now, this is what I like about it. 1991, Southside, Jamaica, Queens. Like never before, the story revolves around the coming of age of Cain and Stark as he enters into the world of crime. Now, this is a prequel to the original Power series, but guess what? It stands on its own. It's not like you had to see Power in order to see this. You can jump right in and have this story by itself. So, all right, it premiered last night, July 18th, on Starz and the Starz app. You got to watch it on Sunday nights on Starz. That is Power Book 3, Raising Kanan. Yes. Oh, 50 Cent good. Does it. 50 Cent does it again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Kanan. In the
street. Yeah. 50's talented, man.
Yeah, he is.
You need to watch this. You need to watch this one called 13, Steve. You'll like that. The number 13. And 50's in it, but he's also a producer in it.
All right,
50 got some movies, y'all.
Is that where he a computer guy?
No, no, no. This is like Russian roulette. It's crazy.
What? Russian roulette.
Yeah.
All right. All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject, this drinking and cussing has to stop. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.